Put your hands up.
The Jimmy and Nate podcast starts in 30 seconds. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the good times on your terms. Heineken, celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.
Jim, as you know, we move around a lot for this show. Constantly. We're constantly moving around. We are your show, Australia, and because of that, we like to broadcast from different places all the time. Tomorrow, we'll be in Melbourne for the week. We've got the F1, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Early in the week, we're in beautiful Queensland.
Queensland for
CMC
a week,
yeah. Rocks, CMC Queensland.
Rocks. Got Ipswich, in Brisbane.
Been in Adelaide last year. Yep. We're in Perth at one point. Now, that flying is very fun for the show. We love to get out because we are your show, Australia. We love to get out and to be a part of the community that we're broadcasting
to. See as many things, meet as many people as we can.
Whilst that is convenient and fun for us, my wife Meg does not find it convenient for many occasions. Many times it hasn't been overly convenient for her. Just because it's not convenient for her, though, doesn't mean it's also not convenient for me. It's, in fact, very convenient for me, and it's worked out for me very, very often.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the most recent one. We were at CMC Rocks, Queensland, right? And whilst we were there, Meg was at home at our place, and there was a fly infestation, a drain fly infestation. Yeah, we had all these flies coming out of the drain, right? Because we live in an apartment complex, old drains, so heaps of flies
coming out of the drain.
Gross.
Flies shouldn't come out of the drain.
No. Yeah. But here's the thing, I was conveniently not there. Now, it is normally, as you know, my job in our household to clean both the kitchen and the bathroom, right?
Yep.
They're my assigned places. But because I wasn't there.
And if you do them every day, you get 5 golden stars and you get 5 tolls.
They get my pocket money. But very conveniently, I wasn't there, which meant she had to scrub both of those things to get rid of the fly infestation.
So was it a you apartment issue or was it someone else's issue?
I don't know the long-term effects of it.
There.
I wasn't there. Conveniently, I was away.
You don't know because,
Let me give you another example. We were in Perth last year for our McDonald's tour when we were doing Drive Radio, right?
30 Years McCafe.
30 Years McCafe. At that exact time, we were getting, not evicted, but we had to move from our apartment into our apartment where we live now. I wasn't there for it.
For the move,
conveniently, I was away, which means Meg and her friends had to move everybody. Let me go all the way back to when I was in primary school, right? We used to do this stupid thing when we were in primary school and we used to bury rubbish, right, in the playground. We thought it was funny. We were 7. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was funny.
You're a kid, you know,
who cares? Thought we were 7. Anyway,
Was it like just because you're like, don't need to walk over to the bin?
Exactly. So we used to have like special places and then we would bury rubbish. The day the teachers found out, I was at an athletics carnival. My whole friendship group got detentions. Conveniently away. Once again, this happens to me often.
Yeah, you do get out of any sort of punishment or...
For being away. It's very convenient, which is why I want to ask the question, 131060 Australia, I can't be the only one here. When were you conveniently away? When did something happen, right, when you were away and you didn't have to deal with it?
Yeah, I think I'm the opposite, though, because I think we spend so much time together. I'm usually there cleaning something up or doing something.
Yeah.
Like, I remember once may or may not have changed some songs in our radio show. This is when Nathan and I were doing Hobart Breakfast, and I was in the office. Nathan was, I think, at the gym or somewhere, and our boss came out at the time and just, like, went off at me.
Yeah.
You didn't fully escape it, though. He did call you, though.
He did call me, but that exact moment is the perfect example. I was conveniently out of the room.
Yeah.
That still counts as me.
Where's Nate?
Yeah, and by the time
he's at the gym.
But you copped the brunt of that, right? Oh, yes, I got a little bit later on, but I was still conveniently away. So I want to ask the question now, 131060, when were you conveniently away?
Rach, when were you conveniently away?
Hi, guys. We had a difficult customer that would come every year to do some uniforms. And I knew every year she came at that same time. And I conveniently booked a holiday knowing she'd be there that week.
So she was that bad, you would take a holiday
to get away.
What made this customer so bad, Rachel?
She was very picky and nothing was ever right.
So who had to deal with it, Rachel, if you're away?
Anybody else, I didn't care.
Did anyone at work realise you'd taken holidays just to get away from
this one? No, I think they were just oblivious and sort of afterwards were like, oh, this lady came back. And I was like, oh, wow.
By the way, Vanuatu is great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rachel. Dina. Hello, Dina.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Dina. When was your husband conveniently away?
Well, we had a newborn. He was 2 weeks old, and I managed to burn my finger, which I needed daily care.
Mm.
And he went on night shift and left me to do the bedtime routine and bath for 2 weeks.
Oh, for two weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
See, much like me, work is a great excuse.
So he works He works straight for 2 weeks, Dina?
No, he would come home, but he would sleep during the day because he did night shift. So
he was at home, but just went, nah.
So that's a different question. When were you conveniently asleep? I think
so at least Nathan, you're away 24 hours a day.
I was away.
7 days
and
a week.
And we certainly didn't sleep at
his husband's seat. There every day. Yeah, babe, curiously.
Sleep time. Emily, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. When were you conveniently away?
So I'm a primary school teacher and we do a lunch club every Thursday. Mm. And it was my turn to run across the road and grab the hot chips yesterday. And while I was gone, a student vomited everywhere in my classroom.
Oh, so good.
Well, so you were getting hot chips. Delicious.
Yeah. Just, there's like 10 of us in a lunch club.
And you probably...
And it was my turn.
Emily, do you do that thing, like, whenever I get chips for everyone? So it's like, say it's Macca's and I'm in the front seat. I mean, I take a few out myself, you know what I mean? Just a couple of little extras.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you're sneaking some extra hot chippies while kids just puking everywhere in your classroom.
That's right. Yeah.
Mate, that is the dream. That is the dream. Yeah. How good.
Who had to clean it up, Emily?
Luckily, the school nurse came and took care of it for me.
Emily ate that many chips she spewed when she got back. I was all...
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, very exciting because we're about to find out who our cow is. That is our caller of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be nothing without you, all the wonderful people that call this show each and every week. And we'd like to reward you.
Yep. Celebrate you.
Celebrate you. Now, you're not going home empty-hoofed. You will be taking home a $200 Athlete's Foot voucher.
Oh.
The Athlete's Foot, the experts in fit for the whole family, theathletesfoot.com.au. But not just that, you'll also get the Platinum, Diamond, Gold, limited edition prize of the Jimmy and Nath Show, which is the Budgie Smugglers Smugglets.
And, of course, the preferred outfit for the Jimmy and Nath Show is just to wear the Budgie Smugglers or Smugglets with some nice athlete's foot shoes.
It is. It's
That's all you should be. That's all you need.
You can go for a run and then just run straight into the ocean.
It ticks all the boxes.
Ticks all, and it doesn't matter where you are in Australia because we're surrounded by ocean.
And I'm sure Athlete's Foot sells those weird aqua toe socks, you know what I mean, which are perfect for the ocean.
For the coral.
So, now that's...
I took everyone home with me.
From the beach. I took the beach showered with me. Must be very nice.
But look, before we can find out who our cow is, we like to, our producing team like to get it down to a top three.
Mm-hmm.
So may I present this week's nominees.
Every week, people like yourself call the Jimmy and Nath Show.
Hello.
But only one can be the cow. Oh, wait, sorry. Cow means caller of the week. Get it?
Now I got it.
Our first non-moony called us when we asked you, what did you accidentally burn down?
The ring of fire.
Michael, hello. What did you accidentally burn?
Back when we were young 16-year-olds, we put 2,000 crumbled up sparklers into a little sparkle bomb at our school just at after hours.
Yeah.
And decided it was a great idea to let it off, and it fell over, so one of us went to run and put it back up, but didn't make it in time. So it started 360 degrees spraying sparks everywhere, and we burnt the side of our gym wall.
Oh, how bad? Like, not just a scuff, like, was the whole thing on fire?
The bushes, everything around it on fire, and the wall was, like, scorched on the side. Safe to say we didn't hang around to see the aftermath of it. We were running out of it.
So did you, like, go back to school and be like, oh, what happened here?
Hooligans.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, who did this?
Yeah. And it burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Insults, comebacks, and workplace nicknames were back this week. And the nickname our next non-moony came up with is one of our all-time favourites.
Fiona, what have you got?
We had a guy called Glovebox.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, because every time he opened his mouth, all the crap fell out.
Did you call it to his face, Fiona?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the old Glovebox.
Did he know why you called him Glovebox?
Possibly, but he wasn't really bright.
Yeah, but if his nickname's Glovebox, he would not have picked it up.
Our final non-moony, Dylan, deserves an acting award for his impression of himself as a 10-year-old.
Dylan, hello.
When did you catch the crim?
Yeah, I was back at 10 at the old primary schools on a weekend. I lived across the road from the school. A bunch of kids broke into the school, stole my favourite bag of dodgeballs, and I love dodgeball.
Oh.
So I ran out the front of my house and scare them. Had this, you know, high-pitched voice and, "Oi, come back here!" And they dropped the balls and I ran after them, grabbed the balls, called the cops, and they got caught and returned to school on Monday as a hero.
Did you say you were 10 years old, Dylan?
Yeah, 10 or 11, yeah. The bunch of kids are a little bit older than me. I was outnumbered, but I thought, nah, have a crack here.
Good on you, Dylan. That's the bloody Aussie way.
Boy, it's a tough one this week, but as you know, only one of our non-moonies can be crowned the cow.
Della.
Hello, and welcome to this week's cows. Oh, don't they look plump? Don't those udders look amazing? I'm not presenting awards to cows. It stands for Caller of Week. Welcome to this week's cows.
Yes, there can only be one cow each and every week that goes off into the paddock.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to find out who that is. But gee, some great nominees, Nate.
Oh, sensational nominees.
I'd just love to give a shout out to Fiona, telling us about the workplace nickname of Glovebox.
Which I reckon I've used every day this week.
Yep.
I haven't even told you this. I told my old man, Big Mickey.
He would have loved it.
He's a tradie. Told him about the glove box and he goes, "Oh, mate, I work with a bloody few glove boxes."
And was he already loved aware of it?
Yeah. No, he'd never heard of it before.
Yeah. But I can see him really enjoying that.
He loves workplace nicknames.
I am a little concerned that we did put Michael in there for nearly burning his whole school down.
Yeah, I don't
want to reward that. Like, it's a fun story to hear, but, you know, he can't really win, can he?
No, it's interesting because, I mean, we can't reward arsons.
No.
You know
no,
what I mean?
We can't.
Makes an ass out of you and your son.
Son.
That's the saying.
All right, well, we've got to find out. It's going to be a toss-up between Fiona and Dylan.
Dylan, hello.
When did you catch the crim?
Yeah, I was back at 10 at the old primary school. It was on a weekend. I lived across the road from the school. A bunch of kids broke into the school, stole my favourite bag of dodgeballs, and I love dodgeball. So I ran out the front of my house and scared them. Had this, you know, high-pitched voice and, "Oi, come back here!" And they dropped the balls and I ran after them, grabbed the balls, called the cops, and they got caught and returned to school on Monday as a hero.
Congratulations! Come on down!
Dylan! Well done, buddy. We got you there.
Thank you. Yeah, you do.
Mate, congratulations. You are a hero, and we reward heroes on this show, and we make them cows. So, well done. You are a hero cow, Dil.
I am honoured.
Dylan, that is just a great story. 10-year-old, you know, calling out in a high-pitched voice to save you. Dodgeball.
You had to save your balls, Dylan, and you stood up. You stood up to the older kids, didn't you, Dil?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, all these years later, I'm actually a teacher now. I teach dodgeball for a living too.
You were destined to do it.
Not at the same school, Dylan.
No. I'm actually in the Wimmera now, so I grew up in Geelong. Now I'm in Canova.
Okay, good on you. Okay.
Jeez, that's great. Full circle.
Yeah,
you were meant to be, mate.
Dylan, has anyone, as a teacher of dodgeball now, has anyone ever tried to...
I think he's more than just dodgeball, mate. But
yeah, we'll he's specific. No, all he does is dodgeball. He's a specialist. Dodgeball specialist.
Real niche market
that's
for
all
Dylan.
He does.
It's a lot of jobs going around. That's why he had to leave Geelong.
He got the one job at Canova. Canova dodgeball. Dylan. Dylan. I forgot.
You forgot your question.
Has anyone ever tried to steal your dodgeballs now that you're a teacher? Has that ever happened?
Oh, nah. I mean, a few kids like to throw a bit high heads and, you know, big throws here and there. But, look, I do my best.
Yeah.
You find around the school every now and then. But, nah, it's good fun.
Dylan, the producing team, the help outside, tell me that it was also your first time calling the show.
Yeah, never called on radio, so no, it was a lot of fun. Good to hear from you all too.
Wow, it's almost showing off. First time, there are people listening, Dylan, who want to hit you in the head with a dodgeball because they call this show 50 times a day and have never been called a week. You're one
you walk
and done.
In, done.
He just walks in
and
here.
Never calls again.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Cool.
Winning time!
Great harmony from the team. Round of applause. Welcome to the team, all in here. Hey, everybody. Audio Bones, Executive Producer Bruiser, Producer Jay, Digital Kira. It's all good when everyone's in here, which is nice.
Yeah, no, it's... Because it felt like we haven't all been together in a while.
No, well, this time last week, we were in Bris Vegas, right? And half of the team was on Zoom. We had Digital Jared, which I'm not in a Digital Jared.
No, we don't like Digital Jared.
I don't like Digital Jared.
It's rude. I can be whatever I want to be.
No, well, you can now. Congratulations.
big day for Jared.
Big day for you today, mate. Good stuff.
Bones, do we have a new opener for this as well?
Yeah, I just finished it 30 minutes ago.
Have you got it, Nath?
Oh.
Nath is there to play the
might have grabbed a... Might have grabbed the wrong one. Hang on, you guys talk amongst yourselves. There's 100 of you in here. Surely someone
Kai, don't you miss our little booth from last week?
I do miss our little booth and our little...
Oh, yeah, last week you guys were in like a phone booth.
It was really nice.
Our little rendezvous.
Did anything happen?
For me to know. And for Kai.
Me to know.
Kai, can you come over to my system, please, and have a look? Because...
So, that's a yes?
You'll never know.
You want to imagine Kai.
I do. But he's also winking at me, so.
I can't wink.
No.
Good to hang out with you guys.
Yes. No,
live across the country.
Oh my god, is this what you have to deal with?
We've got it! Let's do it!
Oh yeah, where my loving people at? My digital Kira!
Hey guys, how are you? This is good, isn't it?
Executive producer Bruiser.
Come here, let me spread the love with my warm fluffies.
Producer Jared.
He tries.
She's the least annoying person out of the three.
And of course, Audio Bones.
Hi.
It's time for...
Employee.
Come on,
Employee of the Week.
Good stuff. We love a bit of a refreshing every now and then.
And I feel good now.
Yeah,
this
there's
is a
energy.
Good addition.
There's energy around it. It is the Employee of the Week good edition where the team must say something nice about other members of the team. And then, Jim, you and I, we get to decide who this week should be Employee of the Week.
And I believe, Nath, I think it was joint decision, maybe led by you, but I followed you, that no one won last week.
No,
it's a double points.
No, because it got, yeah, is it double points this week? Because last week it got a bit catty in here for the nasty edition. And you and I got to the point where we're like... We want to go to the Broncos game.
Yeah. So. Yeah, things to do.
No winner. Okay, so double points this week, team. Mm. Audio Bones, you can kick these off. Who deserves to be Employee of the Week?
I am going to give it to Bruiser this week.
Surprise.
No. She actually really deserves it because while you guys were at CMC, she sent me a lot of notes, a lot of stuff. But it was kind of good that I got all that information. It made, you know, putting that amazing show easier.
Nice. Yeah, very good. Yeah. See, doesn't that make everyone feel better?
Yeah, but you went to Kai first. Kai is the only
That's
one
why
who,
I wanted to start with him, to set an example. Because he's the only nice one in the team.
Group. Yeah, thanks, both.
Exactly.
For being a lovely person.
That's right. To be honest, even in school, they'd always sit me next to the naughty kid, hoping the naughty kid would feed off my energy.
Right. Maybe that's why they gave you to us as a producer.
Maybe
that's why you were beat up at school.
Maybe that's why Kira beat you up at school. Maybe Kira's the bully.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Who said that?
Yeah, I can't remember. Someone did. Game.
Executive producer Bruiser, who deserves to be Employee of the Week?
So this person I absolutely overloaded with work this week. They never complained. They were very good about it. And even after I've had to get them to do things multiple times again, never complained. So I'm giving it to Bony
Jared.
Boy.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Bony Boy. Okay. Straight to Bones. Okay, so these two love birds.
Maybe they have some sort of alliance.
Yes. Maybe there's... I don't know why I did a voice, but that was weird. Sorry.
It's because I did a voice.
Yeah, I just didn't want to miss out. Producer Jared, who deserves to be Employee of the Week?
So since Kai and Brooke both voted for each other, I will be voting for Digital Kira.
Okay.
Keep our alliance strong for the week.
Yeah,
there's an alliance voting in.
A lot of pressure here as well, though, because Kira doesn't vote for him.
Yeah, which has happened before.
It has. I remember the time that, you know, Jared...
I was going to say, I also feel like I'm making up, like, for the time when I screwed her over last year.
But remember, this is like the Big Brother house. The alliance isn't enough for a vote.
I know, but she's the only person I have. I can't rely on these two others.
What do you mean?
You've still got to say something nice about what she's done.
Well, she's just not annoyed me as much as the other two people.
Is that because she physically wasn't here?
You've literally said that before.
Yeah,
no, audio today when you said that.
I'm only good at the bad version
of
this
game.
You know
what? I'm not accepting it this week, Jared. Say something nice about Digital Kira, who is sitting less than a meter away.
It can be physical. It can be physical appearance.
Put on some makeup today.
Oh, Jesus!
Thanks.
He
Gay. He's so shallow, isn't he? Right, okay.
I mean, he likes men. He can say that.
Yeah, of course.
I can. That's true. I can compliment a woman for her makeup.
Yeah, and it's your day today, so good stuff. All right, Digital Kira, over to you. Who deserves to be employee of the week?
I was going to vote for Jack. But that last bit really, grinded my gears a bit. Mm. So I'm going to vote for Brooke because...
Nice.
You know, she really put up with me this week, and she was, you know, nice person to have who also didn't really vibe country music at the country festival.
Hey, I'm all on board now.
Are you?
Yeah, well, Beyonce's got an album coming out. Everyone will be on board soon.
Everyone's on board now, but thanks to Beyonce. Okay, there you go, Jim. All the votes are officially in. Not that they matter. We're going to decide what we want anyway. But it's fun to do it to get him involved.
Look, I think, process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to eliminate,
Yeah.
What is that? What does that mean?
You know, just means you're out, Jared.
No, because I think, not counting last week, you won the week before, correct? Mm.
I did. I think I won 2 weeks in a row.
So technically, I think you've won enough.
I mean, it would be unfair to the rest of
Jared, you gotta give them a chance. You know?
Yeah, I know.
You gotta give the others a go to shine.
I am leading very far ahead of everyone else, according to the scores.
No, you are. You're in the lead.
Oh, you are too.
You're three.
Mm. And this is one point.
It's two. Oh, no, sorry. No, Kai has one too. Yeah. Sorry.
But if we gave it to Jared, he'd be in five. So, yeah, sorry.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you go on, Jay.
Gone. That leaves the other three.
The other three.
Who do you want to eliminate? You've got one bullet.
One golden bullet.
One golden bullet.
I need two heads next to each other.
No, well, I mean, we've got just one more.
I think,
get it down to two.
I think there were two that shone this week.
Mm.
And I think it's between Bruiser and Kai, Digital Kira. My bullet goes to you this week.
Yeah.
Sure, Kira.
Which means...
Which was hard because you looked at her and she... Because of the makeup.
Well, I was almost about to give it employee of the week because, God, she looks good with her makeup.
You're
understanding
me earlier.
I'm not shallow like that. You look beautiful all the time.
Thanks.
I don't think that's all right to say. You look ugly all the time.
It's fine.
You look you. And
you're married.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's true.
You could go with Wildebeest.
Wildebeest, is that what you like?
Yeah. Don't say that.
Just be careful, mate. You're in the final year.
If you cheated on your wife.
Mm.
She would.
Yeah.
She'd be more.
No, hear him out. Hear him out.
This is radio, Matt. It's called offered acceptance.
Yeah.
Would she be more upset if you slept with another woman or you slept with a man and went, I'm actually batting for the other team?
I think the man thing.
Yeah.
Because.
She'd be more upset with that.
Yeah. Well, no, well, because I've been
lying to her
or deceiving her.
Sorry, Jared. This is the dumbest question you've ever asked.
Why is that the dumbest question I've ever asked?
Because it would mean his whole entire love for Meg would have been like. Almost non-existent.
Yeah.
Well, no, I thought because it's
us gays only get that.
I actually thought it'd be the other way because, you know, she'd be like, oh, you got to go be your true self.
Anyway, no,
what do I know? I'm not married.
No.
I'm not gay. So, dumbest question I've ever asked, apparently.
Thank God for that.
Executive producer Bruiser, Audio Bones. For 2 points, the double.
Can I propose something to you?
Yeah.
Look, it is a double point here, but...
You want to split it?
Well, because I'm conflicted, because at the end of the day, you know, every time we travel somewhere and we do something, right, it doesn't matter because Bones has to put it all together.
Mm.
And you and I talk a lot of dribble, especially me, after I've had a few beers.
Yes.
I start saying people are swimmers, start doing American accents.
That's true.
Start claiming I was a famous college footballer.
We've got... At least somebody told you about that. we've got a plan now in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just slap you across the face and go, Stop!
This needs to be a curfew. 5 p.m. No Jimmy interviews.
Stop it.
Shot collar.
Good. Digital Kira can operate the shot collar.
He's so integral to that stuff.
He is integral to it.
But as he mentioned, he can't put it all together without all those notes from Bruiser.
Yeah.
And we have 2 points. Do we just?
Because Bruiser. She's dealt with us on the road
Split
it? And she's also done the wrap up.
Don't tell me about the road thing, mate, because I felt like we dealt with her more than she dealt with us.
Hey, I was very quiet.
Mate, I still can't get that image of you eating that Vegemite toast and surfing on that orange juice.
Why? I was just enjoying a lovely breakfast.
Oh, that's right. Your tizzy toast. I forgot about your tizzy toast. Forgot about your tizzy toast.
Remember the orange juice? I'm trying to get around the pulp.
Oh, that's right. Quick, before we keep thinking about it, let's just split it. Well done, guys.
Ah.
your hands up.
Want to see more of Jimmy and Nate? Keep the good times rolling on the socials by laughing at some of our dad jokes. Heineken. Beer. Celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.